He did it as a Father, and as a Son, and as a Holy Spirit. Amen. At the very heart of the New Testament, of the Holy Gospel, or the Good News, at the very heart of the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, new revelation to the world, there is the Blessed Trinity. God teaches us that He has a Son. He is a Father. And their mutual love has a name. He is a Paraclete, the Counselor, the Holy Ghost. Three persons, one God, three persons. God revealed Himself first to Abraham as being the one, undivided, pushing away all the other religions, polytheism, to nothing, to be false religions. And the revelation given to Abraham is not obsolete. He still stands. There is indeed only one God. But the one God invites us to share of His intimate life, intimate being. He is triune, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with the New Testament, give the key of the Holy Scriptures. It was announced right since the beginning, and all along the pages of the Old Testament, the Redeemer will come. The mysterious figure of the Son of Man coming down the cloud will come. The three angels that visited Abraham, that he met him as one. The mysterious as well announcement of Genesis, telling us that a virgin is going to give birth. Mystery of the Incarnation. In Bethlehem, God was born. God indeed has a Son, and the Son took flesh. He is the Father, and such is the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, His sole and prime mission, to teach us about the Father, not to put hand to hunger, war, slavery. That's not His prime mission. His prime mission is to teach us about the Father, how to love Him, how He loves us, and loving Him, taking care of each other. And He reveals the Father just by being Himself. Who sees Me sees the Father. My Father and I, we are one. But the revelation is not complete yet with the incarnation of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ also teaches us that there is the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, the third person of the Holy Trinity, their mutual love, and he will teach us as well. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons distinct and equal from eternity. Through revelation of the New Testament, the old makes sense. God is one and triune. And that truth, my dear brethren, is essential to our faith. It's an essential part of the revelation, and no one can be saved without professing to believe, or at least not denying this truth. One can legitimately wonder why. Why God made such a difficult thing to teach us about being triune, about being Trinity, while believing in God seems enough and difficult enough. Why did God bother to reveal it, to lift part of the veil of his intimate life, intimate self? Yes, indeed, was it not sufficient and difficult enough to believe in God in general? God as being the supreme being, the one who is Yahweh, Jehovah, I am who I am. That's difficult enough. And yet, I am Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Isn't it just creating a lot of divisions where we don't need them? Now, because we know about the Trinity, we have a stone of discord between men that separates all the monotheisms, the Jews, the Muslim, and other faith. Knowing that God is Trinity forbids us to say that we have the same God, since they definitively reject such an idea as blasphemous. So why? Why did God reveal that he is triune, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Does it really matter? Should we not, for the sake of unity, to be closer to an universal fraternity with all religion, keep it silent? Keep it just for ourselves? No. God made a very clear point to reveal himself, and that is sufficient for all of us to bow our heads in awe and gratitude. We should not question his wisdom. We believe, and believe with humility, making profit of such knowledge. Because there is many things that we can get out of it. Indeed, it is great help to know who we are. Are we not created at the image and resemblance of God? And all good theology can see that yes, like God, we are tripart. Intelligence, will, body. intelligent will or heart, will say St. Augustine. Father, mother, and child. Everywhere that you look, everything goes by three. That's the image of God. The artist is always representing himself in his heart. Such a revelation is also essential for our daily lives. If God has no son, there is no incarnation. If there is no incarnation, there is no redemption. That means God, Jesus, did not die on the cross. And if he did not die on the cross, we are doomed. There is no salvation for any of us. And if the mutual love of the Father, the Holy Ghost, doesn't come to inhabit in our soul through his grace, sanctifying grace, there is no salvation either. The passion could not be applied to our souls. So yes, my dear brethren, yes, we believe with all our soul, all our heart, will and reason. We believe and we profess high, clear, that God is triune, is Trinity. And we are ready to pay with the tribute of our own blood, if necessary, that we believe that God is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Many did so before us. The catacombs are filled with the martyrs that give themselves to the lions in order to testify this truth. Today, people in China, in Middle East, are killed because they profess that Jesus is Trinity, is part of the Trinity. Tomorrow, what about us? We are pretty safe right now in America, but are we ready to stand for it? The threat is not upon us. But what are we going to do when we seem to be so shy to make the sign of the cross in a restaurant? When we are so afraid to recognize ourselves and profess to be Catholic? You see, the sign of the cross that we are invited to make so often, and that we do so often that we don't even think what we are doing, it becomes a kind of habit. This sign of the cross is our flag, our banner, behind which we walk. This sign of the cross is a terror of the devil. He flees when he sees it. The sign of the cross transforms us. So be proud of it. Do it well, slowly, reverently, with no shame, from head to heart, heart to shoulders, recognizing and professing the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, recognizing and professing that we are saved by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, second person of the Blessed Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.